For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope. The Missouri House has passed legislation that would require voters to show photo identification at polling places. The Republican-led chamber voted 103-50 in favor of a constitutional amendment that would authorize the voting requirement. The Missouri Supreme Court struck down a previous photo ID law as unconstitutional. The House also passed a separate bill with specific details of how the voting requirement would work if voters approved the constitutional change. Under that bill, only government-issued and military IDs could be used for voting. Republicans supported the measure and say they protect the integrity of elections and prevent fraud. Democrats oppose the voting requirement and say it would disenfranchise voters who are unable to obtain a photo ID. Both measures now head to the Senate. Another piece of legislation passed by the Missouri House could lower taxes for many Missourians by linking the state's tax brackets to inflation. A bill approved by a 146-4 vote would require Missouri's individual income tax brackets to be adjusted annually for inflation starting in 2015. Legislation staff estimate that would reduce the state tax revenues by $26 million when fully in effect. Although state tax rates have changed over time, Missouri's top income tax bracket has been set at $9,000 since 1931. That means all income tax over that amount currently is taxed at the same 6% rate. The tax bracket legislation now goes to the Senate. Missouri senators have approved legislation that would control student transfers from the state's most troubled school districts. Unaccredited districts currently must pay for students to transfer to a better-performing nearby public school. That has led to financial problems and prompted concern about the ability of districts to control the number of students. The Senate legislation would let students transfer to a better school within their home school district. Students could transfer to another school district or to a non-sectarian private school if their current school is failing, their school district is unaccredited, and they are unable to move to a higher-performing school within their district. Senators approved the measure 27-5 today. It moves to the State House, where an education committee was debating other proposals. A memorial service was held at the Crossing today in honor of Lieutenant Bruce Britt, who served on the Columbia Fire Department for 23 years and died in action last weekend. Lieutenant Britt was known for living selflessly, and he died selflessly. Alive in Christ, Pastor Tim Morris spoke at the memorial service.
That willingness to go to any length to rescue others and even lay down his life, that's what we see in Bruce's sacrifice.
A pastor said Lieutenant Britt's wife and his sister say while Lieutenant Britt was a husband, father, and fireman, the main thing they want people to remember is that in the last few years, he had become a Christian. Lieutenant Keith Dothich says being a fireman means you're part of a brotherhood that's hard to describe. He worked alongside Lieutenant Britt in the Columbia Fire Department for 23 years. Lieutenant Dothich says he doesn't want anyone to forget Lieutenant Britt, but says he wouldn't have wanted the fire department to go back to serving the community. On Saturday, Lieutenant Britt died after a second-story walkway collapsed at the University Village Apartments while he was helping people evacuate. Missouri governors would be barred from making budget cuts to schools under a proposed constitutional amendment passed by the Senate. The proposal approved today would also prohibit governors from withholding money budgeted to pay public debts. The Senate's 30-2 vote sends the measure to the House. If passed there, the proposed constitutional amendment would go before voters later this year. The Missouri Constitution already prohibits governors from making line-item vetoes to budget bills for public schools or debt, but governors currently can freeze or reduce the budget spending for any program. Last year, Governor Jay Nixon temporarily froze part of the money budgeted for public schools while pressing lawmakers to sustain his veto of an income tax cut. He released the money after the veto override attempt failed. Missouri senators have passed legislation proposing a truce with Kansas in the battle for businesses in the Kansas City area. The bill approved 30-2 today would end offers of special tax incentives for businesses to relocate from one side of the border to the other in the metropolitan region. The measure now goes to the Missouri House, but the truce would also need approval from the Kansas legislator or governor to take effect. Over the past 5 years, Missouri and Kansas have collectively waived hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenues for businesses that moved across the state line. For KBIA News, I'm Colin Hope.